And more political news coming out of the White House. The president's senior political advisor is in hot water. Karl Rove has been named by Newsweek as the secret source who revealed the identity of a CIA agent to Time magazine reporter Matt Cooper. At the White House yesterday, a noticeably angry press corps peppered spokesman Scott McClellan with questions about Rove. McClellan had previously said that Rove was not involved in the leak. But yesterday, in answer after answer, McClellan refused to comment.
This is a question relating to an ongoing investigation, and you have my response related to the investigation. And I don't think you should read anything into it other than we're going to continue not to comment on it while it's ongoing.
Well, that did not satisfy White House reporters who kept hammering away at McClellan.
I mean, this is ridiculous. The notion that you're going to stand before us after having commented with that level of detail and tell people watching this that somehow you've decided not to talk, you've got a public record out there. Do you stand by your remarks from that podium or not?
And again, David, I'm well aware, like you, of what was previously said, and I will be glad to talk about it at the appropriate time. The appropriate time is when the investigation...
Why are you choosing when it's appropriate, when it's inappropriate?
If you'll let me finish.
No, you're not finishing. You're not saying anything. You stood at that podium and said that Karl Rove was not involved.
At the heart of this case is the question of journalistic privilege, or rather whether journalists have any special privilege to keep their sources secret. For a look at what the law says about that question and what it might say in the future, we turn now to Emily Bazelon. She's a legal analyst for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Welcome, Emily.
Thanks very much.
Emily, we all know there's an attorney-client privilege. There's a doctor-patient privilege. Is there one for journalists?
There is not a federal privilege for journalists at the moment, though 31 states and the District of Columbia have a privilege like that. And it's also important to note that there are exceptions to the attorney-client privilege and the doctor-patient privilege. According to their code of ethics, lawyers can break a promise that they've made to keep a secret if they're trying to prevent death or bodily harm, or if they're trying to stop someone from committing fraud or to comply with a court order. And doctors have a similar set of exceptions. So one argument being made in the case of Judith Miller, the New York Times reporter who's currently in jail for refusing to disclose the identity of a source, is that her source gave up the right to confidentiality because he wasn't acting as a whistleblower, he or she, wasn't giving the public valuable information. And instead, that source was outing a covert CIA agent, Valerie Plame. And that's something that damages national security and possibly jeopardizes Plame's safety and the safety of the people she worked with.
And Emily, how does the First Amendment, which guarantees freedom of the press, how does the First Amendment play into the argument that journalists should have special protections?
Well, Judith Miller and Matt Cooper, the Time reporter who's also been involved in this case, have tried to argue that the First Amendment's protection of the freedom of press gives reporters a constitutional right not to disclose information they've promised to keep secret, even when they're called to testify before a grand jury. And the idea is that unless journalists have this sort of privilege, they're not going to be able to give airtight promises of confidentiality, and that means that sources won't talk to them as freely and that the public is going to lose valuable information. The problem with the Cooper-Miller argument is that in 1972, the Supreme Court basically rejected it in a case called Brandsburg versus Hayes.
Several states have these shield laws that protect journalists, and Congress is considering a federal shield law. What would that do, and how likely is that to become law?
Well, there were two bills introduced last February in the Senate and the House, and they would provide an absolute privilege for reporters to refuse to disclose sources and a qualified privilege not to give up other information. It's not so likely that either of these laws is going to be passed this year because the Senate Judiciary Committee is very busy now with Supreme Court nominations and is unlikely to really pay attention to this legislation. But even if these laws pass, they would have to balance the right of journalists against the public's need to know important information. And so both bills make exceptions. For example, the journalist privilege would be overridden if a prosecutor could make a good case that a crime has been committed, or perhaps if the prosecutor could show that he or she can't get the information they're looking for from any other source.
So in that case, they would not have protected Judith Miller.
That's right. This shield law that's being talked about probably wouldn't have protected Judith Miller.
Opinion and analysis from Emily Bazelon, legal affairs writer for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks very much.